This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and KVCR weekly contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start out with Riverside County. The Board of Supervisors has hired a new chief executive officer.
Right. We talked about how Riverside County CEO Jay Orr is retiring at the end of this month. And he, in fact, we found out that he's going to be taking a teaching job at Claremont Graduate University. This week, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors chose a successor, and they chose a 26-year veteran of Riverside County government. His name is George Johnson. He'll be starting his new job on June 8th. I think what the board did was they chose somebody who's very familiar with the workings of the county at a time when the county is facing some very serious fiscal problems. It's been trying to get control of the cost of health care in the county through the county medical center system, as well as facing increased costs for health care in the jails, which as a result of a lawsuit settlement, that's going to go up by, I think, about $40 million. And in addition, the county may be facing additional costs of in-home health services that are going to be passed on by the state to the counties.
Yes, and there aren't a lot of definitive solutions for a lot of the problems that Riverside County is facing. Is there any possibility that with a new chief executive officer, and we have a brand new supervisor, Manny Perez, replaced the late John Benoit. Any possibility that this could be sort of a new start for the Riverside County Board of Supervisors and in trying to get their financial act together?
I think really instead what you're looking at is a Board of Supervisors that chose continuity. What they wanted to do was continue the changes that have been put in place by Jay Orr's administration by somebody who's a veteran and very well versed in the direction that the county is going.
So steady as she goes, no great sprint in another direction then.
I think that's what I would anticipate.
Okay. Next, let's go to San Bernardino County. The San Bernardino County District Attorney has issued a new report on the December 2nd, 2015 terror attacks.
What the district attorney's role is to review any shooting that involves officers discharging their weapons. And as people will recall, that incident resulted in a gun battle at the end, and the two terrorist shooters lost their lives. Mm-hmm. What the DA has done is issued this report. It became public on Thursday. And after giving the families and the survivors of the attack a little advance ability to review it, what it showed was that in that shootout at the end of the incident, the officers fired about 440 rounds. And of course, they were under fire at the time. And so the district attorney has ruled that this was a justifiable shooting or use of deadly force in self-defense and the defense of others, obviously innocent people in the area who were exposed to that gunfire while it was going on. I don't think there are any real surprises in this report. We've all heard in detail about how many people were shot by this couple. The male attacker was a county employee. His wife joined him in opening fire at this event at the Inland Regional Center. 14 people killed, 22 people seriously injured. What this report determined was that the couple fired about 80 rifle rounds and one handgun round at the officers who were there. And in fact, two officers were slightly injured, one hit by gunfire, the other by ricocheted round.
I know that the district attorney's office, of course, has to look at all sides of an investigation, but was there any question that the local police who participated in the response were going to get a critical review?
I think this once again underscores what a terrific job these officers did in responding so quickly. A couple of them happened to be in the area and immediately took control of the situation and did very fast investigative work to track down who the shooters were and then to locate them.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally, the population of the Inland Empire is going to grow by nearly 3 million people over the next 30 years. Put that in context here.
The Inland Empire, the two-county area, Riverside and San Bernardino counties, grew over the last 30 years. It doubled from about just over 2 million to 4.5 million people. And in the next 30 years, the growth once again is going to be concentrated in the inland area. And the area is expected to grow to 7.2 million people.
Wow. Within the same boundaries?
Correct.
Oh, it's going to get a little crowded. Where are these people coming from? Where is this mainly a function of increased birth or people moving in from where?
Well, I think it's both, but certainly the pressure of the housing costs on the coastal counties is going to continue to drive people inland in search of more affordable housing. You know, Ken, the thing that occurred to me as I was driving home on the freeways last night was, you know, just after these major freeway widening projects have taken place to try to ease the burden of some of that growth we experienced over the last 30 years, that growth is going to continue. And where are they going to put the additional lanes over the next 30 years?
And I'll tell you something, Cassie, over the next few years, you and I are going to be talking about that, because how to get an increased number of people and increased economic activity in, around, and through this region is something that our leaders really got to start thinking about. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.